Welcome back to Horizons. Lloyd Fitzgibbon, welcome to Horizons.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here.
You're here on behalf of Cor Seodha Tíre Choir Group. But before we talk about that, tell me a bit about yourself.
I'm a member and public representative of the Cor Seodha Tíre Choir. I do a bit of singing myself. I've been involved in a lot of musicals around town with the Light Opera Society. But today, I'm really here to help promote Irish choral folk music specifically, but also to talk about the benefits of singing in a choir generally.
Oh, very interesting. How did you get involved with the choir?
I was recruited by Martina Ryan Murphy some years ago for a different choir, Opus 96, which I'm also involved in. She asked me, would I love to take part in this? It has a different focus, which is the traditional Irish choral folk music. And I ended up really loving it. And so now I'm a member of more than one.
Okay, so you're literally singing from a lot of hymn sheets.
Yes.
What is traditional Irish? Is it choral or choir?
Well, to me, they both mean the same thing.
Okay.
I would love to pretend I'm an authority on this. I'm not, but I am passionate about it, which is really the only thing that really counts when, you know, being passionate and willing to learn is the only thing that really matters when you're taking part in these things.
Okay, if I went into a church and there was a choir singing, how would you define that? Like, what kind of choir is that, categorically speaking?
Well, I would say there's religious choir music. But gospel, I would say that's a gospel choir, but gospel is very strongly associated with more African-American, you know, like that big bombastic up-tempo gospel choir.
Okay.
So even though a lot of the time they are singing the gospel, it's not what we associate with gospel.
Right, right. What makes you stand out from other choirs?
Well, we're a newly formed choir based in Tralee. We started rehearsing together with our musical director, Martina Ryan Murphy, in early 2025, about February. Martina Ryan Murphy and Anne O'Donnell and Joanne Barry are the glue that brought us together. Joanne Barry and Anne O'Donnell would have had like real ties to... Joanne Barry actually ran an Irish dance school.
Okay.
And they would have had ties to a lot of Irish traditional music, and Martina is our musical director.
Okay.
The idea was to bring together a mix of like-minded choral singers and performers, mainly that have a passion for traditional Irish folk music, but also more contemporary Irish works. We're self-funded. We self-fund out of member subscriptions and performance fees.
Okay. And is there any songs in the kind of library of traditional Irish folk music that are particular favourites of yours?
Yeah, there's plenty. We're fortunate to be able to draw from a huge library, such as Bealtaine, Ilon, Tána Bod, etc. Actually, a personal favourite of mine is Dúlamán. It's this absurd song about a man made of seaweed. it's ridiculous. It's like a Dúlamán na Varga. It's so up-tempo. There's a fun little bit of panic as we get ready to sing it. Every time like we sing it, I tend to look around the choir and just bless myself and hope Jesus is on the ride with me.
Is it like a song where you start at a sprint?
Yeah, it goes full tempo and doesn't stop until you're finished.
Oh, that sounds very interesting. You actually supplied one of the songs you mentioned to me to play out. What was the name of that one again?
Oh, yeah. I'm really looking forward to putting that forward. It's Oro Mavadin. It's about someone being out in their boat and there's a storm coming and he's in his little boat and he's just praying that his little boat will protect him as he makes his way to shore. By itself, it's a famous kind of Irish ditty. As a choral piece, I think there was something haunting about this particular arrangement.
Okay, and we'll play that now. Thank you. It's a traditional Irish choir. Do you sing any songs in English?
Yeah, we also do Irish traditional songs such as The Rising of the Moon and Carrick Fergus, which of course is very well known and loved there in English. Actually, one of my favourites is the song Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears by Brendan Graham. We had the privilege recently of performing in the opening ceremonies for this year's Potential Roses of Tralee and the escorts at the Island of Geese, which was a real joy for us. We included that song, The Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears. It's a song I adore, but it's particularly poignant because it speaks to the Irish diaspora that was in our audience. I mean, everyone in that audience was a descendant of an Irish immigrant. So it was particularly...
Right, yeah.
It struck a chord, shall we say. It tells of Kitty Kiernan, a 15-year-old girl from Ireland, who's the first aboard Ellis Island with really only her courage and a little bag in her hands as her passport. I think it's one of the finest songs ever written to encapsulate the Irish immigrant experience.
Yeah, yeah. I understand you guys have performed as well for other events like the Patrick's Day Mass.
That's true. We performed in the Patrick's Day Mass in St. Brendan's of Tralee, and some of your listeners may have actually caught our performances in Ballyferriter and Dingle in May. We were on RTE Radio for that one.
Okay.
I'd have to look that up. We are really blessed to have John Jones actually as our chairman, and John Jones actually writes and arranges traditional Irish prayers, and he put together a collection of chants and hymns in two volumes called Duanta Christ 1 and 2. What I love about these songs he's put together is there's a real joyfulness to them that actually reminds me a little bit of gospel that we were talking about, but it's like gospel with a distinctly Irish flavour.
Okay.
We're praising Jesus, but in Gaelic.
Very good. So is it a very sort of formal choir or is it a bit more relaxed?
It's very relaxed, actually. We do take getting the songs sounding well seriously. Like, we work hard and we want them to sound great because they're great songs and they deserve to be performed well. But I can promise you, we actually laugh so hard at the antics we get up to in the choir. There's times I actually can't breathe in there. I'm laughing so hard. it's ridiculous.
I imagine that must make it difficult. I understand breath is quite important for singing.
Yeah, it does make it quite hard. There have been times where I had almost to opt out of a song because I just did something daft. We keep it together, of course, in performances, but in rehearsals, you know, we work hard, but, you know, we enjoy the lighter side of things too.
Oh, very good. Very good. Is it a very kind of cooperative venture, singing in a choir? I'm just asking because I've never done it, at least not since probably primary school.
I can't think of anything more cooperative than singing in a choir. You either do it together and really listen to each other. In a choir, it's considered a criticism to say you stood out in that performance.
Right.
It's actually, you know, if you say, oh, you stood out in that performance, that's actually almost the worst thing you could say to someone that's singing in a choir. Because the idea is that you blend together into one whole. There's a real incredible bond that you forge in choir that's really hard to replicate elsewhere. In fact, there was even an Oxford University study that showed that joining a choir improves breathing and lung function and stress reduction. I've personally performed in many musicals as a solo performer, which is great, but there's a magic that you get when you are singing with a choir, when you're truly listening to each other, trusting in each other, and like working as one. It takes a lot of pressure off those of us who love to sing but can sometimes feel a bit exposed singing on one's own. But in a choir, you have each other to lean on and you can really achieve so much more. There's actually an expression I like, which is faster alone, further together. The idea is that it's easier to achieve a simple goal solo. For something grander and greater than oneself, you need many people working together. And in a choir, when you have that chorus of voices intertwining harmonies and adding that depth, you've the sweetness of the sopranos, the tempo maybe thrown in by the altos, you've got richness and depth of the basses and tenors in the middle. There's something ethereal about it. For example, earlier you heard Orm of Odin, and I think that was a really good example of a haunting piece of music.
So do you have any big performances coming up?
Yeah, we are currently working on a musical project called Letters from Ireland. It was written by Mark Brimber. It contains the actual texts of letters written from Ireland to America. They date from the 1700s and the 1800s and are woven into a fabric of traditional Irish melodies. We were looking some of the pieces together and it really is a beautiful and moving testament to the first generations of Irish emigrants who made their way to America. The book contains some familiar melodies, which I'm sure all our audience would be familiar with, it, such as the Cliffs of Dunedin, Whiskey in the Jar, the Rocky Road of Dublin, and many more.
Oh yeah, so it seems like, I suppose it's nearly obvious, that you have a theme of a lot of stories of diaspora in your singings. But then again, if it's traditionally Irish, being an immigrant, emigrating away is such a big part of our history anyway, you nearly couldn't help but have one that's constantly hitting on those themes.
Oh, absolutely. It's in our race memory, it's in our blood, really, the pain of having to leave.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that's still true today.
Yeah, definitely. Not going to argue with that.
Also, actually, in future projects, we are competing in the Lyric FM Christmas Choir competition with an original arrangement from our very own John Jones called Lou-La-Lo, Our Saviour Sleeps. We've worked on it for the very first time last Thursday, and it's really shaping up to be very special, and I think that's something people should keep an ear out for.
Oh, I definitely would like a recording of that when you guys have practiced it enough that you're willing to put it out into the world.
Definitely.
So are you looking for new people to join your choir?
Absolutely. And we rehearse on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. at the MTU Duca Centre. We would love new members to join, especially tenors and basses, which are always so hard to get.
For anyone who doesn't know, what's an alto, what's a tenor, what's a bass?
Tenors are just higher male singers, basses are lower male singers. But everyone is welcome, but there's a particular drive for men at the moment, as we have fewer tenors and basses currently than altos and sopranos. You can try it out for the first session and see how you feel.
So to be clear, it's not a male choir. You have a lot of women singers, it sounds like, but you're just a little short on the deeper voices side of things.
Absolutely, that's correct. I would actually like to take this opportunity to say how grateful we are to the MTU and John Stack at Cultus for the rehearsal space. They have been really supportive, and we would not have achieved so much this year without them.
How can people get involved?
So to get involved, you can contact Martina, that's our music director, on our core Shoda Tira Facebook page. And I hope to see you there as new members of our choir at the MTU Duca Centre.
So yeah, if you fancy having a bit of a song, get in contact with Lloyd's colleague Martina. And I'm looking forward to you all working on more songs and providing them to me. They sound like they'd be excellent songs for me to play out on Horizons. So Lloyd Fitzgibbon, thank you very much for coming on Horizons.
Thank you so much for having me.
After the break, how is your mental health?